All right, good morning. Welcome to each one that is here this morning. I welcome you and greet you in the name of Christ Jesus. First of all, I will do the announcements, and then I will share a few verses with you yet. I don't have anything other than what is in your bulletin. Just a reminder about the New Year's Eve food and fellowship with New Life. It'll be 31st. And then also the business meeting, January 17th, so mark your calendars for that. At this time, I would like to have two volunteers to pray and contact Paul and Darlene in Belize. Okay, thank you. And two, to contact and pray for Kyle Hirschberger, also in Belize. One. Two, thank you. And even though we ask for volunteers to especially pray for and to contact, doesn't mean the rest of us can't reach out to them and especially pray for them. I just encourage us all to do that. This morning, I'd like to read a few verses here out of 1 Timothy chapter 4. When I came across this, I just thought it applied to myself most of all, and just thought I'd share it with you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. So it's encouraging us here to be a good minister and to share the word. But in verse 7 it says, there refuse profane and old wives' fables. If we think about fables, there's different sayings that maybe most of the time they're true. I just thought of one, red at night, sailor's delight. Red in the morning, sailor take warning. Most of the time that is, it holds out, but it's not true like the Word of God, and it doesn't have a profit and a benefit like the Word of God. And also, bodily exercise profiteth little. So even if we would exercise and it would help us to live to 100 years old and have perfect health all our life, when we die, that is when that ends. So it says here that exercise, a physical exercise, doesn't profit us for a long time. It says it only profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Our godliness and our exercise that we put in the word and in practicing godliness, that will benefit us in eternity and for all time. So that is what I had to share this morning. And I do apologize, I forgot to open it up for you as a congregation if you have announcements. So I will do that at this time. Pete will bring the microphone if anyone has anything.
Something I forgot to mention when I was up there, Dwayne had asked me to, and I forgot. We had, so since we started with Sunday school, it's been kind of okay. The bell goes once at maybe 25 after, and then sometimes it goes at 28 after. So what we're going to do is at 10:25, we'll ring the bell the first time, and then at 10:28, we'll ring it the second time. And then if you can, the Sunday school teachers, by 10:28, you know, the second time the bell goes, have it wrapped up and done. Then the children can come up and be seated and then ready to continue by 10:32, somewhere in there. Just so there's no confusion on that. The other thing I wanted to announce for everybody to keep the first Wednesday evening in February open. Us and Pete's are gathering this today just to finalize the small groups and everything. We do have the small group leaders. That's coming along. We did have a meeting with the advisory board and Tyler. Pete wasn't able to make it then, but we did have a meeting there. Plans are to continue with small groups starting the first Wednesday evening in February. We will have the groups together and to the advisory board and Tyler so they can look over them, and then we will have the groups confirmed by the January 17th men's meeting, and we'll pass out the groups at that time.
Just announcement also for the New Year's Eve party. That will be starting at 6 o'clock, so everybody's welcome to come. And those that want to come and that are not members yet, if you want to come, just let someone know, Tyler's or me know, and that way we kind of know how many are coming as well. But it will be at the pier. And if you don't know where that is at, let someone know of our church so that you can get the address and everything. But I will put the address on the group text of WhatsApp. So if you're interested, let someone know. So that way we can give you the address and everything. But it will start at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
All right. Tyler will bring the message today, so at this time, if you want to come forward, and we'll have a word of prayer, and then I'll turn the time over to Tyler. Lord, we come before you again. Just thank you for this opportunity, and I ask that you be with Tyler as he shares, and just speak to us through him. I ask that you open our hearts to whatever you have for us, that we can receive your word. Just bless him. Bless Tyler as he shares. Watch over him. Just guide his tongue, Lord. I ask that you bless each one that is here today, that they may feel your presence and that they can just hear from your word, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.